two strains, I'm not going to say look away because it's been an equal effort. So Milford has been paid against Nkambachi. Gordon House versus Stellenbosch. I'm attacked versus Sikukune. Jackson Spears versus Westwood. TS Galaxy versus Sundowns. Mamelodi Sundowns, this one. Laying a pretty popcorn there. And then Upington City versus Devon City. City versus City. And then Richards Bay versus AmaZulu, Orlando Pirates versus Castro Stars. Like I said, I'm a Kaizer Chiefs, look away. But still on South African football, South African coach Themba Zwane, who is the coach of AmaZulu, the former FC Platinum player. He has held the player for his determination and maturity on the field. Noting that the striker's performances in South Africa reflects his growth and potential to become a top scorer. So his coach Ute is more of a sniper. If Thando had converted more of the chances we created, I'm not talking about chances, but one-on-one opportunities, it could become or it could have been the league's top scorer in the first season. And that's what coach Swane said. Yeah. And Slana Thaddeus Kubozano with the Manchester City 2 to Liverpool 1.
Liverpool winning is all on daughter. So your point is now null. It's no longer relevant. So Balaleli lingavuma uGanethi ezinto zakhe. Liverpool winning is all. So there is no way we won't go back to a match that was played that other time. They say you're only as good as your most recent performance. Speaking of which, I've got something very interesting. Umhlaba lo esiphila kiwo keeps on moving and shifting and shifting and shifting. I technology siyitholayo iyasixhasa iyasenza ukuthi sisebenze kalula. Bakithi this theme this year, it theme Evil Radio Day is radio and AI. And music is an integral part of radio. We can't say there's radio kungela music. On the line, I've got Charlie DJ, who is going to be joining us to share with us his journey using AI to come up with the first artificial intelligence made album. Awsim Charlie Popopo. I call him King Charles. King Charles.
Yeah, man. King X.
Good morning. Hey. By the way, you come from the city of kings, so you're a king.
Hey, man. It's a place of kings. King.
Hey, good starting up.
Hey, umqando wodwa mfowethu. Kodwa hayi. Umnandi.
Good man, asibachazele abantu ukuthi umqando uzwa ungapi.
Right, this is based in Ireland. But hey, inhliziyo yami lokho ikhona man kobulawayo man. Lokho engkontuthu.
Is that the reason why part of the songs that are there in the album, there is one specifically called Midnight in Kontuthu?
Exactly, yeah. Yabona,
Midnight Kontuthu, were you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you get homesick a lot of times in Ngawukhatshana. So in Kontuthu, there's always, you know, that there's always that pull, that string that pulls you back home. So most of the album is based on relating to home. So vele Ngaw City 1-2-2, Midnight 1-2-2, Ziyakhipha. You've been around.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, yeah. Man. Definitely. We all know the nightlife. Mina Lawe, we've worked with the nightlife for quite a long time.
For quite a very long time, man. Very long time. I actually miss the vibe of Bulawayo. The new vibe of Europe. Europe is I love vibe fanayo, man. I've never found the vibe of Bulawayo anywhere else anyway. I've looked.
That's the truth, man.
I've looked.
You can't even find it in Las Vegas, man.
Nah. Las Vegas got nothing on us, man.
You know now. Well, let's get to it.
Yeah, man.
AI Made Me Do It, African Frequencies, that's the name of the album. Every song in there was strictly made by AI.
I won't say that. It's more of a collaboration between man and machine, you know. The idea is to show that AI is not here as a competitor. It's more of a tool.
Okay.
So you have to still have that creative side of you, and then you have to use it as a tool to get that creative out. You know, like, it's always been difficult to get that song. You know, there's always that song in your mind, but it's very difficult to get it out the way it sounds in your mind, you know? So you try everything, you get something closest to what you hear in your mind. But now with AI involved, you can actually hum that sound and it can try to reproduce that sound almost with 99% accuracy. So I would call it a tool to use. And why I ended up calling the album AI Made Me Do It, it's because I was just amazed about how good it actually is. I'm sure you've listened to the album. And
yeah.
If you listen to the vocals, that's all AI. And
I think we need to give the vocalist a name.
Yeah. So one of them, I called him Tila. That used to be my nickname. So I created a persona. There's the male voice and then there's the female voice. So the male voice, I called him Tila, T-I-L-A. That's my nickname, but I called the AI agent that. So the AI agent that created that voice is actually my AI assistant, which basically runs everything around me now. It runs my company, it runs my social media. So sometimes when you're speaking to me,
it runs the whole I Think systems.
Yeah, it runs the whole I Think systems. It does my financial everything. And it's the one that I also task it.
Take us through the journey. How long did it take you to set up that agent?
You know, I've been sounding the drum about technology through our Techno World program, you know that. So
yes, the whole of Kulimani FM listeners know.
Yeah, so when I got to Europe, I had a bit of time on my hands to start exploring technologies even further. And I got exposed to a lot of scary AI tools. So one of them is called OpenClaw. So what I did, it's an AI agent that you can actually train. It learns from you every day. So it's been learning from me, I think, for the past 6 months.
Wow.
So you train it, you embed it almost in everything you do. So such that Uguti Manje, I sent you a link. I tell it, okay, yeah, this is the album. While I'm sleeping, make sure that you create something, a website where people can just go and maybe, you know, follow the album. And that's the website it came out with overnight without my interference at all. So
speaking of which, man, the message that you sent reads, "Good morning, Charlie. While you were sleeping, I saw I was busy with the Charlie DJ development." And that is AI sending you a message, an update. That feels like your employee telling you that this is the report for today.
Yeah. And it even goes through my socials, my YouTube channel, in Jelukuti, while you're sleeping, so many subscribers went into your channel and subscribed. Wow. So and so commented and said this on Facebook. And sometimes it asks me, should I respond? And then normally I just tell it, just respond with fire emojis, you know, to people. Wow. That, and it does that on my behalf, which kind of give you space to think outside the box, because now it's basically embedded in my life now. Like, so when even I tell it, listen, we want to create music, this is how I want my music to sound. And it took me, I think, we made like 300 songs, different variations of that album, like 300 to 400 songs.
Wow.
And
it will, so you have to pick from all of that.
Yeah, and it will create all the songs. It tells you, so you have to like, no, this is not the sound I want. Sometimes I have to beat my desk to create a percussion. No, I want my percussion to sound like this. And then it will try to mimic that percussion. It uses other sound builders like Isuno. It's an AI sound producer. So it will go into Suno, mimic my sound, tells another AI that this is the sound we're looking for. And then that AI will also try to create that sound. And then you go to Fruity Loops. Fruity Loops also has an AI embedded, Octuang co-producer. Co-producer will also listen to my tiller. Tiller HL, you know, this is the sound we're looking for. This is what we're trying to produce. Fruity Loops will also try and produce that sound. And then tiller will try and sing it and ask me, is this how it should sound? And then you tell it, no, I want it to sound a little bit like this when it does this, when the drop goes like this. So there's this song that I heard. I've been trying to look for it all the time. But there's a hook that I liked in that song. I'm like, you hear this song. I like this hook. Can you recreate it so that it sound this way and this way? And then it'll take that hook, recreate the hook. And then at the end of the day, it comes up with all these different variations of songs. And it asks me, which one do you want? Which one do you like the most? And then once you choose, it lay you in ifunai sound. All the songs that it will make, they will have the similar sound. Yeah, one.
Yo, it still sounds like a lot of work still.
It is. But
of course, made easy. Because without Tila, then you would have to go physically to the other producer, the other guitar player, the other... But then Tila did that for you. Went to different agents. Suno, Fruity Loops.
Yeah.
I think that's Soundverse like a world as well. On its own.
Yeah, it's... Yabona, take it this way. It's like music production reimagined. I always like to give this analogy. Remember the old DJs, because that's the part that I went through the most. The old DJs used to use vinyls to play, remember?
Yeah.
And when the CDs came out, those DJs were not happy, the vinyl DJs. Because they were like, well, how can you guys use that thing, you know, that CD player? And then with time, they were easily wiped out, and then the CD DJs took over.
Mm-hmm.
And then the laptop DJs came into play.
Yep.
You know, and then...
Just bring your laptop.
Yeah, and then the CD DJs were not happy about it.
Uh-huh.
And they gave grief to the laptop DJs. And then now that whole thing has also evolved. Now they are controller DJs.
Mm-hmm.
And they've completely wiped out the laptop DJs, because now controllers are now standalones and you just use your flash. I'm sure that's what you see in almost all performances now. So no one uses vinyls anymore. No one uses CDs anymore. No one uses laptops anymore. So it's the same with music production. You first needed to buy the whole studio, you know, have all this whole production work and everything.
Have band members.
Yeah, have all these staff members going on. But now, with AI, it can create the whole studio experience. You have your sound engineer in one. You have your percussionist. You have your drummer. You've got your lead singers, your backing vocalists, all done by digital workers. And the sound production is on another level, my guy. If you listen to the sound, the quality of the sound after it, it's like it's made from an American big studio. Which is scary.
I tell you, man, I listened to Midnight Gondo. Yo, what is this? What is this? But let's talk about patenting this, man.
Yeah.
I know you using AI now. There's been an issue around, should we have copyright for these things? How are we going to copyright it? How is the patenting going to work? Because by the end of the day, you need to be paid for the work. Although I do not know how then AI would benefit from everything.
All right, so you see, this is the thing. It's still a gray area for most people, and even in developed countries, it's still a gray area. But I'm sure they're still trying to find, because some legacy form what AI is here and it's here to stay.
True.
So at first, it was difficult to say, okay, which part of the production is really yours. You know, because like I'm saying, Uguti, I'll go through banging my table, you know, humming the sounds, doing all this. It's work. That's work. You go through your Fruity
that's
Loops.
Work. That's your you know, creative mind.
You have to write the lyrics. So it took a little bit of digging. And then I found this guy's called DistroKid. DistroKid, they license your music. They copyright your music. They distribute your music.
Even AI-made music.
So the trick is, you have to be on paid subscriptions for you to get my licenses. Like for me, I'm on paid subscription on Suno. I'm on paid subscription on Soundverse. I'm on paid subscription on Fruity Loops. I'm on paid subscription on Co-Producer. I'm on paid subscription on OpenAI, which is the one that is running my Tila, which is my AI assistant. So that's the trick. So there's nothing for free. You have to make sure all these things are on a paid platform. That way you get all the rights to yourself. So that means all the masters come to you. And then when you go to distro, also it's a paid account on distro. It distro owner will then copyright your music, distribute your music to all streaming platforms. I mean, I think my album is dropping on the 14th of February on all streaming platforms, all of them. Spotify, iTunes. It's already out on iTunes for pre-sales. So
why did you choose 14th February, fam?
You know, to me, it felt like it was meant to. That's the day I met my wife, like 21 years ago.
I didn't know that far.
Yeah, man. 21 years ago on the 14th.
Wow.
So it was like, yeah, because we've been working on this album since last year, June. And then when I came down to Zim in August, I also got a bit of sounds that I came back and worked again with them with my AI assistant. And then we finished the album in December. So when we finished the album in December, I wanted to drop it in December. And then my AI was like, no. That it doesn't have a story if you do it that way. Drop it on the 14th of February because that's when you met the love of your life. So you might as well drop it on that day. So that's, yeah. So that's why. So
AI feels more human. I've never had anyone explain AI to me in this manner. It literally feels like a friend.
Yeah, it is. It's how you take it. Like, the honest truth is there's a good and bad side of everything. So it's how you take it. So if you take it as your competitor, you will not progress because Yona, it's progressing. And believe you not, by 2027, which is just next year, most jobs might not even exist because they are quickly being rooted out by AI. You know, Mina, I went to university, bravo. I studied computer science. I did my second degree again in network computing. I've been doing things on programming. Now I can't even find a job because they don't really need programmers anymore. AI writes better code than me. So imagine all that time wasted in university and I can't even use it. I can't even find a job.
Yeah, so now you have to adapt.
AI now you have to adapt.
Wow. So, all right, so in closing, man, what are some of the drawbacks that you can identify from using AI?
Well, like I'm saying, if you get where I'm going with this, you have to have that collaborative mentality, man. Man with machine, you know. And if you try and fight it, what normally happens is technology will outlive you and you'll be left wanting, like, yakuchiyukala, if you get what I'm saying, because you'll be left saying, hey, you'll be like that vinyl DJ saying, but you know, we used to be good, you know, I used to spend so many hours in the shop. It won't matter because the kids that are being born today, they're all tech savvy, they're all, you know, these millennials, they know this is their world. So
yeah, true.
It's the best is to just collaborate, you know, just collaborate with it. Let it work for you. Let it help you make money. Otherwise, you're salel and void. So that's the what I can say about it. Remember, there's the good and the bad. Today, I'm not talking about the bad side. I'm just talking about the good.
True, man. Yeah. No, thank you so much, Charles. It's been a pleasure, man. I think I need a private session, me and you as your friend. Yeah. You teach me about AI, all of these things that you know about AI.
No problem, my guy. No problem. Don't forget to push my music, man. I want people to appreciate what AI definitely can do.
Definitely, man. Speaking of which, Midnight going to is queued up. Listen to this, my man.
Okay, man. Yeah.
Now, can you hear that?
So that's Tila's voice right there, man.
the opening bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who taught AA how to sing, guys? So I need to find that person.
Okay, I'll tell you how the voice came out to be. I had to sample a lot of people's voices, like, you know, prominent music singers. I even had to sing myself. So it's a combination of a lot of male singers. I'm afraid to name some because they might sue me. But it's a combination of male singers. So I'll tell you that I took some voices from certain people in South Africa who sound like that. So if you really listen closely, you might actually figure out who it sounds close to. And then I mixed it with my voice, and then that voice came out.
Wow. Yo, I thank you so much, man. We gotta love and leave you, King Charles, man. Thank you so much and for enlightening us on all of these wonderful tools that AI has got. And I think it is high time we learn how to use AI properly rather than just to ask it questions that angasile.
Hey, amen to that, man. Amen to that. Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, man. Enjoy the rest of... Hey, it's what time now? That time? It's
4 minutes to 6. Yeah, it's now 4 minutes to 6.
Yeah, well, sorry for waking you up.
No, it's all right, man. This is more important, so it's all right.
True, man. Bless. Thank you so much, man, for joining this conversation.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Have a good day.
Awesome. Thank you.